this is something that comes up almost overnight in your front yard. Looks like a little umbrella that's open.
Wind blowing?
Mush?
Not
exactly.
Mushroom? Oh, mushroom, right. Mushroom, that's right.
Any other name? Come on.
Toadstool?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, this phrase, if a man has a very sore throat, he might say, well, I'd like to eat that piece of steak, but I just can't
swallow it.
Okay. A couple of different things that people might smoke.
Cigarettes? Pipes? There's a couple.
It sure is. What about the long, thick, dark thing?
Cigars?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, what would you say people were doing if they were standing around the piano? They might be
singing, caroling.
Okay, and what they might be doing after somebody tells a very funny story?
Laughing.
Okay. Talking about, you might say, if somebody offered to do you a favor, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I just don't want to be. To anyone. Like if you're going to put yourself in a position of owing somebody a favor, you know.
I won't owe you anything.
Okay. Would you ever say something like, I don't want to be obligated to you?
Yeah.
I don't want to be beholden to you?
Obligated.
Obligated, okay. Somebody asks you to do a certain job and you might say, sure, I do that.
Sure, I would do that.
Okay, another word, I.
Sure, I can do that.
Okay, if you're not able to, you might say, I.
Sure, I cannot. Sure, no.
Okay.
Sure, I can't do that.
Can't do that, okay. All right, this phrase, let's say if a farmer's looking at his corn, and it's unusually short for this time of year, he's puzzled by it. He might say, well, that's funny, at this time of year it's taller.
Usually taller, it is usually taller.
Okay, or it
should be taller.
Would you ever say it ought? Ought?
No.
Wouldn't say it ought to be taller. Okay. I'm looking for the negative way you use the word dare here. Like a boy might say, well, I dare you to go through that graveyard, but I'll bet you.
I will.
Anyway, if you had to use the word dare there in a negative sense, I'll bet you. I'll dare you to go through there, but I'll bet you.
I don't know. What you mean?
Okay. Would you use something like, I'll bet you dare not do that? I'll bet you daren't. I'll bet you.
No, I wouldn't use it like that. Negatively. I bet you dare not do that. I wouldn't use it, though.
Wouldn't use that. Okay.
No.
All right. Fair enough. All right. Say if a boy's being scolded, mother might say to him, well, now you're not doing what you to do.
But tell him to do.
Okay. Would you ever say you're not doing what you should?
Should do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what about ought there? You're not doing what you ought to do.
No.
Do you consciously avoid using that word?
No.
Just don't say it.
No.
Okay. All right. Now, if you're refusing in a very strong way to do something, you might say, well, I don't care how many times you ask me to do that. I just
do it.
I won't.
I will not do it.
Okay. Do you ever say
that? I won't do it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, if somebody's just standing around watching you work, you get tired of this and you turn around to them and say, well, you have helped me after all, you know.
You should have helped me after all.
Okay. What about the word might there? How would you use it? How would you use it there? You have helped
you
me.
You could have helped me.
Or might?
You might have helped me.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear people around here saying something like, well, I might could help you do that.
I might have helped you do it.
Mm-hmm.
I might would have helped you.
Yeah.
No.
No. You wouldn't say something like that.
No, I might would have helped you, no.
Or I might could help you.
I might could help you.
Mm-hmm.
But I might would have helped you, no.
Okay. Would you yourself say I might could help you?
I might be able to help you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But you have heard that something
yeah.
like that.
Not the other one.
But not might would have.
Uh-uh.
Okay.